Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus, watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Bob, I wasn't thinking clearly this morning, and now that I look at the monitor here, and you should watch us on YouTube, you can see Bob's Srixon hat. He has a whole Srixon outfit on today. Looks unbelievable.
Get your Srixon, Joe. Get your Srixon.
You can watch the whole show, and the numbers are soaring on our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube or our website, 937thefan.com. It'll take you right there. I think I grabbed my wife's glasses today. Look at those glasses. What have I done?
Is that why you threw them off your face that quickly?
No, and I didn't even realize it when I did that they weren't even mine. I wear these readers that you buy at Rite Aid. Well, does Rite Aid exist anymore?
No, it's not, I don't think.
Every store is gone, Bob. They're all boarded up from what
I've
seen.
Where did they go, Bob?
Nowhere.
How are there no more Rite Aids? How do you not make money as a Rite Aid?
All the prescriptions that are available, people are living on pills today, you know, prescription stuff. So I'm surprised by that. I don't know.
Anyway, you get the idea. I'll go with Walgreens then. I just buy these readers. That's all. I get them at 1.50 strength. And I've been doing that. Like, I wore regular glasses for 15 years and I never wear them anymore. I don't need them. You? What do you make of this?
I have glasses here. I'll put them on. I don't like how they're looking glasses. But
well, why not just the readers then?
Well, they do both. It helps me to drive. I drive with these on, and I try to read with these on.
I don't need to see to be able to drive.
If I take those off, I can't. It's all fuzzy.
Yeah. That's why you have glasses.
I know.
Right. And I can see a golf ball. Isn't that weird? Like, I follow my golf ball.
You don't
ball.
Wear those glasses when you swing, do you?
No, because they're only for up-close reading.
Yeah, I mean, that threw you all off.
My point is my eyes are still strong enough that I can follow a golf ball right into the woods.
Until it gets to a certain height, and then I lose it. I can see the direction it goes, and I can't see it beyond that.
Limits, do you wear glasses?
I don't, but do you think I would look more sophisticated with them?
Yeah, they'd go with your haircut.
You think so?
Yeah.
Would I look smarter and more intelligent?
No, that would be impossible.
No.
Even with the
glasses?
Yes.
When I start looking like Harry Potter, which you claim that I was yesterday?
Have a Harry Potter.
I'm not insulting your integrity. I'm insulting your intelligence this time. No,
indeed you are.
We all know you're a very smart man, a very sharp man, and a very funny man.
Occasionally, they make a statement.
Right, they could.
I used
to wear blue light glasses around sometimes just as a fashion statement.
The wardrobe needs an upgrade, but you're started from the head down and you're doing well so far. Bob,
it's
do you agree the wardrobe needs an upgrade?
Yes, I do.
That'll
come in time.
Your specific issue is what with Limits wardrobe?
It doesn't fit right.
Hmm. Doesn't fit right?
Your outfit. Some of the shirts you wear are too big.
And I like bigger
clothes. So are the shorts. The shorts go down to his ankles.
Shorts are way too big, yes.
Right. Just constructive.
I mean, that's it. Is
down to my ankles.
Yeah, they are.
What am I, 2000s NBA?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
We want you to go back to the times when, who was it? Rick Barry had those shorts that were so short, and he's at the foul line going underhand.
Yeah, I mean, Joe thinks my shorts should be like 6 inches
down.
Well,
let's get this right. Bob was the one with the initial critique that your shirts and sweatshirts are too big.
Too big.
Yes. That is fair. They are bigger clothing. Not just how I prefer it.
That's fine. It just looks sloppy.
Are there interior designs?
Sloppy. Bob, he called it sloppy.
Oh,
That's a shot.
I just say it looks sloppy. That's all.
Are there exterior designers like there are interior? Do people like size up somebody like Limits?
And they can make a difference. It's like trying to get fitted for your golf swing.
You should definitely hire one of them. I'll
definitely have the money for that.
And me and Bob will pay. It's an exterior designer. They size you up like a doll and then dress you.
If I'm not paying a dime for it, I'm all in.
Bob, a little treat for him maybe? I'll pay half.
Okay, you got to find somebody who's good at that, though.
What are they called?
They're
fashion consultant?
Yeah, whatever you want to call them.
All right, a fashion consultant.
See, I think you would, the pants you wear, if they're tighter, would make a better statement for you.
I agree. Wholeheartedly. You throw on a pair of glasses and pants that actually fit. And real shoes.
Do you have a cigar?
Tight jeans, Bob? Is that what you're
cigar
suggesting?
Cigar or even a pipe.
Leather pants?
Do you have a pipe? A pipe.
I do not have a pipe, no.
Bob, I think we're on to something. Meanwhile, you want to talk about fashion moguls. Our next guest is the big boy, Mark Cabali. Is he going to be on? There he look at that.
Oh, huh? We just woke him up.
Look
What's going on, Mark?
Oh, you're crazy. Hey, you know what? It's pretty hard for Limits to shop for clothes at the Baby Gap, right?
Wow.
Shots fired.
Funny, Mark.
Hey,
do you want to make a comment about where you're shopping at?
Baby Gap.
Do they have clothes for where you're shopping, Mark?
Oh, my God, Bob. Now shots have really been fired. Limits just insulted Cabali's weight.
This. Here's the funny thing about this. I know a fashion designer that I was going to recommend for y'all. But now, you know what, Limits? To you.
Hey, Mark started it by saying I shop at the Baby Gap, all 145 of me.
But then you went after him.
He went after me first.
Well,
he took the first punch.
Not
and
that
of course,
way, Bob.
I got the flag on
that's
me.
That's what happens.
The second guy.
The retaliatory penalty.
Always
that's what happens. You get stuck with it.
Always gets it. How are you, big boy?
Good, good, good. I mean, you're wearing the Gloria Vanderbilt collection glasses, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't know what these are. I took the wrong glasses out of the house, but I need something to see anything. At least up close.
Yeah, one thing in defense of Limits, when you do weigh a 105, it's probably hard to find things to fit properly.
I mean, that is true. Yeah.
He set himself up for one there. Limits, go ahead and take your shot.
You've
back
already
at him.
Penalized
I'm
once
on
before.
The back side of that. I'm on the back side of that. So I agree. I agree. When you're, a little plump, it's hard to find stuff that fits properly as well. So I imagine. When you weigh a 110, that it's hard to find things that fit properly.
Limits shops for clothes where Kenny Pickett shops for gloves, Bob, in the little toddler section.
Oh, that's even a bigger shot now.
Toddlers are us.
I'm trying to upgrade to the youth section right now. I'm still in toddlers, apparently.
Do you need any of my kids' clothes that he's outgrown?
Hand-me-downs from the babies, yes.
He's eight. He's eight, so it probably fits you.
Well, my hoodies are big enough. They might fit you, Mark. I'm not sure, but we could at least test it out.
Wow.
Here we go.
Wow.
All right, I'm done.
All right.
Bob started this all.
Somebody texted
how did I start it?
Limits lost his binky as well. Do any of the kids have any extras of those?
Somebody texted in that my socks are too high, too.
They are. When you wear those shorts that go down to below your knees and then your socks come up to your knees,
Limits,
they don't come up to my knees.
Limits, you have to take the critique here. At some point, you have to upgrade.
But
Everybody wants to see you happy. They want
to
see
happy.
You engaged.
I'm happy with what I'm wearing now.
No.
I
told you about your haircut.
I don't care what people think about what I wear.
Well,
I try to block it out.
Okay.
I don't try to let it get to me.
All right.
No, we're trying to help.
We're trying to help. Yeah.
And you took the first advice with the hair. It looks much better. I like how it's cut.
I did. It did need
cut. It looks wonderful.
Yeah, it did.
You like the haircut over here, Cabali, with Limits? Can you see him from there?
Can't see it.
Why don't you come around, Limits? Come on in here for a second. And
is he going to Great Clips?
No, he's just going with a haircut that doesn't look like we're in, kindergarten here. Here he is. You like it?
What do you think, Mark? Does it look nice?
I got to move now. Hold on. Do that again. Wow, you got to get rid of the mustache. That's number one.
Well, oh my God.
Yeah, I agree with that. I told you that. Clean-shaven Limits is...
I thought you said you wanted the mustache.
No, we don't want the mustache. We want a clean-shaven Limits who dresses like an adult.
Why can't I pretend to be Paul Skeens for a day?
An adult. Once you get our age, right, Joe, you can dress for comfort.
One of my goals in life was not to have to go to a job where I needed to wear a suit every day, and I Of all the things I didn't accomplish in my life, I did hit that one. I work at a job where I can wear shorts and a sweatshirt every day, Bob. Isn't that a miracle?
That's nice. And I do that here, too. Then I have to change.
I know.
I do that, too, and I get made fun of for it.
Because yours don't fit. Big boy.
What's up?
Let's start with the trades here. Let's start with Joe Flacco to the Bengals. What do you make of this?
Desperation, right? That's about all I can think of right now. I mean, I think Zach Taylor finally figured out in Cincinnati that what we figured out about a month ago, or probably longer than that, is that Jake Browning's not much of a quarterback. So let's bring a veteran in to maybe stabilize something over here in the next month or two, and hopefully Joe Burrow can come back. But I think they're still done. It's just a desperate team just looking for an upgrade at a position that's hard to upgrade midseason.
I think what they're trying to say, Mark, is we're going to have to try to score a lot more points than we're scoring to offset this defense, which can't stop anybody. And so that they went with a guy who has better opportunity to do that versus Jake Browning. But their problems still lie on the defensive side of the ball. I don't care who's their quarterback right now.
But, you know, but they got a couple good receivers. They got actually three good receivers, good tight end. If Joe Flacco still got the arm, get it down the field, the old Flacco throw, right?
What about the offensive line there?
Yeah, that's a little bit of an issue, right? But when you pay your quarterback and two wide receivers that kind of money, there's going to be holes other places. And they had no interest in upgrading their offensive line from last year or their defense in general from last year. So, I mean, didn't we all see this happening? And it's so strange that we can see this happening from a mile away, but they don't realize, our offensive line stinks. Our defense stinks. So how are we going to win games here? They thought they were going to outscore people, but then your quarterback gets hurt and you're screwed.
All right, then let's look at the Harbaugh trade. Teams in the AFC North, I mean, this division's just imploding, so I'll ask you about that. I don't know how to say this guy's name, Alohi Gilman. Both of them are starters. Owe has really, with I guess last year's an exception, he did have 10 sacks, but he's never become what they thought he would become. A, who won this trade? And B, are the Ravens done?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think the Ravens are done, but that's some insider trading there, right? You should be some kind
yes,
of rules.
Yes, Harbaugh and Harbaugh.
Yes, there should be something right there. I mean, the problem Baltimore has had a lot is pressuring the quarterback, and they're getting rid of one of their few guys that was able to pressure, at least had some ability to pressure the quarterback. So I'm sure both sides came to the conclusion that it just wasn't going to fit in that situation. So maybe a change of scenery would help. I would imagine the Chargers got a better trade. I've got a better player than the Ravens did. The Ravens are just an absolute mess right now. And I don't think you get rid of one of your better pass rushers and think that all of a sudden that's going to lead to something better.
Especially on a week where they're going to take on Matt Stafford and the Rams. In his last two games, he has 6 touchdown passes, no interceptions, tremendous completion percentage. That's a tough assignment, even when they have a full complement of defensive players.
Yeah, the Ravens, they're staring at, 1-5 in the face, right? We've seen the Ravens play enough ball over the years that you don't see them implode very much. None of their guys are really long-term injuries. So if they can get back healthy within a reasonable amount of time, they can make life hell from some teams down the stretch, including the Steelers, who play them twice in what, December and into January.
Mark, do you have any idea how many 1 in 5 teams in the Super Bowl era have come back to make the playoffs? Wrong. Three.
Super Bowl era? Are we talking about Super Bowl era?
Yeah.
I guess you answered it already, huh?
Name the teams.
Go ahead, Limits. Name the teams. You looked this up yesterday.
Yeah, and the list was wrong. I had to find a new list.
What? Then I have wrong. What? What do you mean it was wrong? You need to update that me on that. I could go write a column based on that with wrong information.
I wish you would have. The 2018 Colts.
Colts.
Yeah.
The 2015 Chiefs as well. And I don't remember the third team.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, at 1 in 5. At 1 in 5, I think they're done. You don't?
Well, they have an uphill battle, I would say. But
I'll say this. I could see. If they get to win this week somehow, some way, and they beat the Rams, they're
going
to go to a bye week after that.
That would be gigantic.
And then Mark and Joe and Limits,
how are they going to win if he doesn't play, though?
Well, I'm just saying.
Lamar.
If they could figure out a way, get to a bye week, and then they have a schedule that lightens up. So 2 and 4 could give them some optimism into a bye week.
I know the 85 Patriots were 2 and 3 and made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Good point.
But honestly, Joe, they can get to 10 wins if they get healthy enough, but Lamar's not going to play for a couple of weeks. Their defense is just – I mean, you can't give up 44 points to the Texans and 500 yards and don't look like you have any semblance of knowing what's going on right there and can think that you could be able to turn around. They could turn it around, but it just might be too late to turn it around.
It'll be like the Bengals last year when they fell so far. It was 4 and 8. Then they ran off 5 wins in a row, and they ended up 9 and 8, and they missed because of all the early problems they had in the season.
Yep, you're exactly right.
Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mark, and it feels like this was a year ago now, but it was their last game, was really impressed with the Steelers against the Vikings. I know that Mike Tomlin kind of let the Vikings back in it late, but I thought, generally speaking, it was a game where so many people, including me, thought the Steelers would get out coached, and the opposite was true. Yeah. I thought the plan was great. It was the first time, even including the Patriots game, that I sensed a violent, destructive, really good Steelers defense. And I know they gave up some big plays, but man, you give me that every week, that kind of destruction, I'll take it. I thought it was an eye opener, at least for me. Maybe people like you thought they were better than that going in. But now I do think they're probably a little better than I thought. That was an eye-opener.
Yeah, you know, it just takes time, I think. The problem now is with Ramsey being out, you're going to have to wait another 3-4 weeks, whatever, to get those guys back together all as one, and hopefully nobody else gets injured. But you're right with the coaching staff. I think that's the biggest thing that you look at right there. They proved in this Viking game that, you know, they can outcoach people.
Yes, and I think they did.
Arthur Smith just owned Brian Flores, just owned him. And the flip side of that, too, Terrell Austin just owned Kevin O'Connell. So I think that's one of the bigger things.
Well, wait a second. When you say Austin, aren't we really talking Tomlin?
Like I say, I think it's a group effort during the week, but during game days, I think it's Austin.
So do I, because, Bob, you can see that it's a Tomlin design for sure, and I think a Tomlin game plan, but it's very obvious that Austin's the one calling the defensive signals, plays, right?
Yeah, I think that's kind of how it works, too. You know, it's the same on offense. I think Tomlin has a vision, and he hires coordinators who have the same vision about what he wants to go. And in this game, they simply wanted to out-muscle that team in the trenches, and they did. Now, the next question is, how long do they employ – you know, Darnell Washington at the expense of Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth in the pass game? You can't do that every single week. I guess it's a week-to-week kind of proposition on who you're playing and what game plan you have, Mark, but you got to get those guys more involved too.
Yeah, I mean, he made it known that this is the personnel he likes with four down linemen. You can't really have smaller guys in there as a 250-pounder like Freiermuth and be successful. And that goes for this week and next week as well. That's fine. If you want to go heavy, you want to go jumbo, you want to go Washington, you want to go Spencer Anderson as, you know, the jumbo tackle.
The most eligible person in Pittsburgh.
But then you have to somehow find a plan to get Freiermuth and or Jonnu Smith involved in the game plan. Mm-hmm. I mean, you should have it wide open right here as the wide receiver two-ish right now to be able to find some more options for them. You just can't have Freiermuth or Smith taking 18 snaps a game. So even if they do move forward to this.
Especially with Austin out, right, Mark? With Austin being out, I mean, I don't think they can – I mean, if he plays, fine. But if he doesn't, somebody's got to pick up the slack there.
Yeah, and Jonnu Smith was a guy that had 80 catches last year, 10 touchdowns. I mean, Freiermuth is still a very good, talented receiver tight end. And maybe they were caught off guard last week a little bit because of Austin did get injured. But if I'm taking – although I love what Skowronek does, and he does definitely have a role in this all – but if you're giving me Skowronek, if you're giving me Scotty Miller, Roman Wilson, or one of those two tight ends we just talked about, being that de facto number two, I'm giving those two tight ends a little bit more of an opportunity.
Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. We still have a lot to talk about. He's going to stick around here. Injury-wise, who does he think is going to be in and out for this game? There seem to be some big questions around the likes of Jalen Ramsey and Jalen Warren. And some other guys here. And also, how much of a threat do the Browns pose this weekend? The big boy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.